Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
If you are in Limpopo, an umbrella might be a good idea to go with the Valentine's Day flowers. There's a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rain over the northwestern and northern parts of Limpopo. A cloudy start to the weekend over Gauteng, Mpumalanga and the northwest. Also with isolated showers and thundershowers that can be expected later today. Pretoria up to 28, Joburg, Mbombela and Emalahleni 26, Polokwane 23 and Rustenburg a high of 30 degrees.
In Bedford View, a collision on the N3 northbound before Van Buren Road. Traffic is slow already.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has made it clear that South Africa will continue with its peacekeeping mission on the continent where it is needed. Ramaphosa addressed mourners at last night's memorial service held for the 14 soldiers killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The remains of the soldiers were handed to their loved ones during a ceremony at the Air Force Base Swartkop in Centurion. And Category 5 Cyclone Zelia is swirling towards Australia's minerals-rich western coast with predicted gusts of up to 290 kilometres per hour, sparking emergency warnings and port closures. The slow-moving, severe tropical cyclone is moving towards Port Hedland. That is one of the world's busiest iron ore loading ports, with landfall expected later this morning. Mining group Rio Tinto has cleared its ships and trains from ports in the area. And with that, looking at our business minute. The rand remains stable, but did weaken somewhat through the night in volatile trade after US President Donald Trump revealed more about his plans for reciprocal tariffs. He said yesterday these sweeping tariffs would not likely be implemented until April, giving time for negotiations. Trump added that he decided to impose fresh reciprocal duties on trading partners, telling reporters that US allies were often worse than our enemies on trade, calling the European Union absolutely brutal. The move came days after Trump signed executive orders imposing new 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium due to come into effect on March the 12th. In reaction to the given time for countries for more negotiations, Asian markets rose this morning. A dollar trading at 18 rand 50, a euro 19 rand 35, a pound 23 rand 34 cents, gold at $2,929.67 per fine ounce, oil at $75.19 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada de Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, all eyes are on Ellis Park and Loftus as the URC returns to a full round with the Six Nations on hiatus this weekend. Up first tomorrow, the Emirates Lions welcome the Stormers. After that, the Vodacom Bulls host the Hollywood Bets Sharks, who yesterday named their team. Vincent Chituka retains the captaincy. That's in the absence of Eben Etzebeth and Siya Kolisi. The duo have been ruled out to injury alongside scrum half Jaden Hendrickse, who's got time off in line with Bok resting protocols. Sebastian Job returns to HSBC Sevens after almost 2 years, while Tristan Leitz is fit and ready for Sevens duty. That's after they were recalled for next weekend's Vancouver Sevens. Head coach Philip Stemmer named a group of 13 players yesterday, with Job replacing the injured Zane Davids. Leitz is in for Diewald Himan. The Blitzbox have been drawn in Pool B, so they'll be up against New Zealand, Ireland and Australia. It's a tough draw. Stellenbosch FC last night booked their place in the Nedbank Cup quarters after a convincing 2-0 victory over Polokwane City. That was at the Darney Craven Stadium. And further afield, Porto and Roma drew 1-1 in the first leg of their Europa League knockout phase playoffs last night, while Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce took a big step towards the last 16 with a 3-0 win over Anderlecht. Real Sociedad won 2-1 away to Midtjylland. The winners will play United or Tottenham in the last 16, as Alkmaar batted Galatasaray 4-1, while FC Twente beat Bodo/Glimt 2-1. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
We need to give two more tickets away to join us on our VIP deck at Loftus Fastball, the Marty McParty deck. And that is for the Bulls, Vodacom Bulls versus the Hollywood Bet Sharks. And we've got our own area, it's like space, and it's cool, and it's